to a subject that most of us would just as soon not spend much time thinking about, but it is crucial to our health and well-being. That subject is septic fields. Yes, you heard me, septic fields. Writer Jeff Alexander took a closer look at failed, leaking septic fields and the ways they're polluting our precious water in his reporting on the issues in the current issue of Bridge Magazine. Jeff joins us now from Grand Haven. Welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you have covered Great Lakes issues and water issues in Michigan for decades. So give us a sense, what's the scope of Michigan's septic field problem?
Well, it's a pretty big problem. I mean, there's about 1.3 million septic systems in the state, and the state estimates that about 130,000 of those are failed systems. So that means that anything that is discharged into those systems goes directly into the ground or the nearest creek or river or lake.
And that is highly unappetizing. I know as I read your story, I was kind of shocked at some of the specific areas you could identify where, let's get real people, human fecal bacteria has been found. And where else would that come from but human sewage?
Right. I mean, the short story is that, you know, Michigan and really all of the Great Lakes states have sort of a big bathroom problem. You know, there's just a phenomenal amount of raw and untreated sewage that's going into the Great Lakes and also into the ground, you know, via septic systems. And it's, to me, it's sort of mind-boggling because, you know, we've made a lot of progress in cleaning up our waters, you know, in the 40 years since we passed the Clean Water Act, but we can't seem to fix what seems to me to be one of the most basic issues that, you know, could affect our waterways and public health.
You did some math calculations in your story in Bridge that actually made my eyes pop. As you tell us, every day Michigan folks dump, get ready, 264 million gallons of waste into septic systems and other on-site treatment facilities. So you figure about 10% of that is going into these leaking, failing treatment systems. So here you go, folks. We have 9.4 billion gallons of sewage, untreated wastewater, being pumped into these failed systems over the year and leaching out to God knows where.
Right. And, I mean, I sort of got really interested in this issue last year. I went to this beach conference where all these scientists were talking about, you know, fecal and bacterial pollution at beaches, which is a big problem in the Great Lakes. And they were sort of taking the stories, like, to the next level and trying to figure out where this stuff was actually coming from. And, you know, one of the obvious sources is, you know, big cities with sewer systems that don't work well and, you know, and farm runoff. And then they were starting, you know, they developed the science to the point where they could do these, like, genetic tracers and identify where septic systems were, you know, leaking right into these rivers. And it's not the rivers we might think of as being, you know, the worst problems. I mean, one of the worst for having this problem is the Pierre Marquette River, which is one of the best rivers in the state.
Mm.
But it's surrounded by lots of old cabins with old septic systems or no septic systems. And that's the thing I think is really key for people to remember is that, you know, in Michigan we have sort of this ideal that, you know, the best place to live is like in this old cabin on a river and a lake, and it's fantastic, but these are the places that often have the worst problems because they're built a long time ago. A lot of them just have a pipe going into the ground, or they're just so old that their septic system doesn't work. And so, you know, the places that were built on the water because people lived, you know, they love the water and they want to be near the water are the places that tend to do the most damage.
I have to wonder, as you dug around and did this reporting, Jeff Alexander, between sewer systems and septic systems, which one is worse in terms of spilling gunk into our water?
Well, you know, if you go by the state's estimate, there's, you know, these septic tanks, these failed systems are putting about, you know, 9.4 billion gallons of, you know, human waste into the environment every year, unfiltered. In 2011, municipal sewer systems put in about 7 billion gallons of raw sewage into our lakes and rivers, and another 21 billion gallons of partially treated sewage.
Whoa.
So these are big numbers. This is a huge problem. It's not just a Michigan problem. You know, it's a national problem, but it's especially critical in the Great Lakes because, You know, the Great Lakes are sort of an enclosed system. You know, they don't flush things as well as the oceans do. So, you know, and there's 30 million people drinking this water in the Great Lakes. So this is, it's a really critical issue.
I'm speaking with writer Jeff Alexander. He's taking a close look at failed septic fields and the threats that they pose to our water in Michigan. His reporting is in the current issue of Bridge Magazine. Now, here is something you served up as fact that I bet, Jeff, many of us had no idea. The fact that Michigan is the only state in the union that does not have uniform standards that govern how these on-site sewage treatment systems ought to be designed, built, installed, and maintained. How did that happen?
That's a good question. The state just can't seem to get its act together and you know, pass a uniform code. And by the state, I mean the state legislature. You know, there was a committee that was put together about 10 years ago to look at this issue, and it, you know, it represented everybody, you know, regulatory agencies, you know, septic tank industry, realtors, everybody, and they all agreed that Michigan needed to have this uniform code. So they went to the legislature, and, you know, the timing was bad because, you know, if you do this, there's going to be some cost involved because you have to develop a program, you know, you have to enforce the maintenance and everything. And, you know, this happened just before the housing market crashed and, you know, Michigan's economy went in the tank, and nobody was willing to look at anything that was going to, you know, add cost to anyone's way of life. So it just stalled. And, you know, now it looks like there's going to be a new effort to try to get this uniform code passed. And it's critically important because, you know, like we said in the story, that there are parts of Michigan where, you know, anybody with a strong back and a shovel could put in a septic system. And, you know, there's really not much regulation in some part of the state. You know, I guess the best way to explain it is that compare it to, like, building codes. You know, Michigan has uniform building codes for how you build houses, how you do, you know, electrical work, plumbing. But we don't have a uniform code for how we dispose of our waste via septic systems.
Wow. But all right, so let's say the code gets passed. Then the next challenge is, who gets to police all these great little cottages, all these picturesque cottages up on the rivers and on the lakeshore? How about enforcing the code? How hard is that going to be?
Yeah, I mean, what some of the counties have done, there's, you know, 11 counties in the state that have enacted their own codes and have started programs where, you know, they've figured out a way to, you know, inspect these systems. A lot of times it happens at the time of sale. You know, when a property changes hands, they require that they go in and inspect the septic tank, and if there's a problem, they have to fix it before the property can change hands. So that's one way it's done. You know, a lot of these counties, they haven't added, you know, huge numbers of staff or expense to do this. They basically privatize it. You know, they certify inspectors, and, you know, these homeowners, when they want to sell their houses, they have to go and, you know, hire one of these inspectors to inspect their tank. And, yeah, it's not rocket science. Yes, it'll cost a little bit more, but, I mean, you know, is our water worth it? I mean, this is the thing that just sort of blows my mind, is that, you know, we're sitting in the middle of the freshwater universe. You know, the Great Lakes are as valuable as any national park in America. And, you know, we would never dream of, like, using the Grand Canyon as a landfill, but yet we'll use the Great Lakes as a sewer. It just doesn't, I just don't understand it.
Well, it's certainly worth reading about in the current issue of Bridge Magazine. Writer Jeff Alexander taking a close look at failed septic fields and the way they are polluting our precious water. And I dare say some of us are not going to be looking at the Pere Marquette River quite the same way after reading your story, Jeff.
Well, hopefully, you know, it doesn't have that effect. Hopefully it leads to change that, you know, protects our waters. That would be the best outcome.
Jeff, thanks so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thanks for having me.